Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Here, let's do another 5-hour KM to AM. Keith McPherson on the Fan from right now till midnight on this cold Wednesday, a week before Thanksgiving Eve. The chill in the air. The date on the calendar, we're getting closer to the holidays and that time, and we've got the sportsing. NFL talk will happen tonight, of course. NBA. I'm watching, what is this, Rockets Cavaliers in here? I don't know, I got to get something else on. Maybe we'll get to some puck. I know I was talking about the Icelanders last night. But I had this feeling as I was putting together my notes with a bunch of different things. Help is on the way. There are reinforcements coming to help us miserable sports fans. A new hope. Return of a couple Jedis. A few Jedis. Trent Grisham is back. No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. You can leave Trent Grisham out of it. But I'm sure we'll talk about Trent Grisham tonight. That was my whole show last night. Well, I'm sure we'll do it again if you didn't hear me, you know, last night after the Brooklyn Nets game with Brian Cashman. And $22 million, and what this does to the Yankees. Everybody relax. It's November 19th. We have no idea what this offseason is going to be. But yes, help is on the way. Tyrod Taylor will start his second game for the Jets. He's ready. He's good. I guess the knee is fine. We'll unpack that. We heard from Aaron Glenn. We heard from Tyrod Taylor. Jackson Dart as well is going to clear concussion protocol. The plan is to have Jackson Dart, Jackson Dart back in the starting lineup for your New York football Giants as they go to Detroit. But for time's sake, let's talk about the clutch player of the year, Jalen Brunson, and your New York Knicks, 888-808-1019, because the Knick game is going to come on at 9:30, I believe. And, you know, once we get to 9 o'clock, you Knick fans will be all set up and ready to go and not listening to the radio and watching the Knicks play. Right? As I speak about hope, the only hope in town. You know, as I think about how miserable we've been with the Jets and the Giants and how Yankee fans have been crying for over 24 hours about the offseason and Trent Grisham and how Met fans should be crying, but I think the Met fan is so conditioned at this point, they're not crying about the little marginal moves that David Stearns makes and what's going to happen this offseason. The Knicks are just like a common ground. There's so many of you Knicks fans, leave me out of it, not me. But there's so many Knicks fans in New York, and there's so many people that believe that the Knicks are just going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals this year, and it's been an interesting year. What can Brown do for you? I like Mike Brown so far, what I've seen, how he speaks to the media, his accountability, how he coaches up the team. And I think the biggest thing is how many minutes you've seen from bench players. It feels like a super team, not in the regard of them having, superstars in every spot, but a super team as far as them having a bunch of guys that are going to contribute. A super team as far as, hey, any given night, it could be Miles McBride, Deuce McBride's night. to go off. It could be Landry Shamit's night to have the Landry Shamit game. And I think that bodes well for a team that is trying to run the race and be one of the last two teams standing. You want buy-in from the team. You know, you want everybody to feel like they're pulling on the same rope and that they're involved and that they're a part of this. With Landry Shamit, last year, I remember Mikal Bridges kind of sticking his neck out for the guy. I remember him saying, like, hey, we've got some good players here. We've got some guys on this bench that should be getting minutes. And then you see him play the other night against Miami, and he lights it up. And it's like, okay, he's a talented guy. Then they run it back against Miami, and Miles McBride comes back. Miles McBride hitting threes, scoring the basketball right away. And without OG as well, you're looking at a Knicks team that can compete. You're looking at a Knicks team that has depth. You're looking at a Knicks team that's confident in their abilities. Now, a couple storylines popped up regarding Jalen Brunson, the captain of the team, the face of the franchise, especially right now, right, going back to Dallas. I remember I used to joke and call Dallas the Dallas Mavericks, from Jason Kidd to Kristaps Porzingis to, I don't know, Reggie Bullock. We could list the crossover between Knicks players that have played for Dallas. But there's a lot of stories popping up about Mark Cuban and Nico Harrison and, you know, them letting Jalen Brunson go. The writing was on the wall that they were going to be a mess. Brunson was probably the first chip to fall, or the first domino to fall, rather. And then they lose Luka. And obviously, they didn't know what Brunson was going to be. I don't think anybody knew Brunson would be this. Shout out to Loogie. I know Loogie's in the newsroom. There's a shirt in here that says, on June 23rd, 2022, Jalen Brunson is a good player. He's not great. This would be typical Knicks. Never ends. And you know Tommy's a huge Knicks fan. Knicks in 26. I don't think even the biggest of Knicks fans, NBA fans, knew what Jalen Brunson was going to become with the Knicks. But my question to you Knicks fans tonight is, why were there some of you saying, we don't need him? Why were there some Knicks fans saying, the ball moves better without Brunson? Why were there some Knicks fans saying, hey, if we do want Giannis, maybe we can trade Brunson? You see Karl-Anthony Towns 2 games ago. Karl-Anthony Towns had 30-something in the first half. You know, there was some chatter, right? When a guy goes missing, people start to think about life without him, but there is no life for this team without Jalen Brunson. Don't forget that Rick Brunson, his pops, is right there helping the head coach, telling him, hey, play through Cat, making sure that they're playing a bunch of different guys and everybody's getting their minutes. So I know Brunson was listed as questionable. I'm still refreshing to see if, like, is that going to change? Because my next question for you is, I thought he was going to be out for a while. Honestly, was like, yo, this isn't good. When he went down against the Magic, which was a calendar week ago, there was a report that he left. I was on air. Paulie told me, yo, there's a report that he left in a walking boot and crutches. I'm like, oh, no. Like, he's not trying to put any weight on this thing. It could be more than just an ankle. Then we got the report later on that it was just a regular sprained ankle. And you start thinking about Brunson's past. And you start thinking about games where he's tweaked his ankle and he's gone into the locker room and he came out with a new foot, new leg. And then I started thinking about this guy coming back, only missing 2 games here. And I'm like, oh, he's so used to tweaking his ankle. And most Hoopers are. But Brunson specifically, he's so used to, you know, twisting his ankle like that. It's like getting over a common cold. He just needs a couple days. And then he's right back out there, as you saw him, shooting and warming up. So, one, is it too soon to bring him back? Because I was saying, hey, no rush here. And then as soon as OG went down, I'm like, hey, no rush for either one of them. It is November 19th. We got a long way to go. They're only, you know, 10% through the season, 15% through the season. Now, like, there's no need to rush these guys back. Let Landry Shamit and Deuce McBride and Jordan Clarkson and these bench guys get their minutes. Let these guys go out there and get their reps early on so that they can really feel like they're part of the team. We know what Brunson is. We know what OG is. And if they can stay afloat and survive without him, then you don't need to rush him back. And I mean, they beat the Heat in the Garden. They lost the Heat in the Garden. And they're heavy favorites tonight against Dallas. So do we need And let me bring in Rami Lavi, who's behind the glass. You don't have to whisper. You can add to the show. The mic is on for you the entire show. You know that. You're my guy. So who is injury report? Who is this?
So Cooper Flagg is out. Obviously, Kyrie and AD are both out. So there's an extensive injury report for the Mavs. That's why the Knicks are such heavy favorites on the road.
And so why would this be the game to bring him back? Because he's going back to his former team, the team that drafted him.
Jalen's a guy who said, you have to keep me off the floor, right? He said that in the past.
If I can walk, he said something, if I can walk, I'm going to play.
Yeah, so I would guess that he is a big part of this decision if they play him.
Yeah, how about that? I didn't get to that. But we'll get to it now. And I see the calls coming in at 888-808-1019. Cooper Flagg, they get the luck, call it luck, of the lottery ball bouncing, and they get him. He's banged up already. Even though we know he's going to be a star in this league, it's not great start, not a great start for the number one overall pick. Kyrie still working his way back. Anthony Data Davis out. And I can't tell you how much I laughed when I saw the video of Anthony Davis in a Jordan Love Packers uniform. Like, I talk about fandom so much on this station because this is the fan for the fans. I am a fan. But when we talk about these professional athletes, and like Brunson is one of them, right? Brunson wearing an Eagles jersey into the Garden. Anthony Davis is not in good favor with the Dallas Mavericks fans. And I don't care if you are a Green Bay Packers fan, I know he's been on the field at Lambeau, I've seen video of it. You do not wear a Jordan Love jersey in that arena. You're in Dallas, and those fans are Dallas Cowboys fans. And I used to be one, so I know about the pain and hurt of Dez caught it. I know about Jared Cook catching that ball from Aaron Rodgers down the sideline with no time left. I know about the 40-plus points that Jordan Love, you're wearing Jordan Love's jersey. You forgot that just 2 years ago, Jordan Love, first round, came in there with Aaron Jones and those guys put 40 on Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys in their building. You want a quick way for those people to really turn on you and hate you more? Go in there as a guy that they traded Luka Doncic for, wearing a Green Bay Packers jersey. I'm surprised they didn't throw stuff at the guy, but he's going to be out for a little while. But there are conflicting reports. Some say that they're shopping him, but I think Mark Cuban came out to say, no, we're not trading him this year because we're trying to win. And I think that the Mavericks see, down the road in the season, Kyrie coming back, Anthony Davis being healthy, and Cooper Flagg being healthy and more developed as a rookie. Yeah, Mark Cuban says the Dallas Mavericks will not trade Anthony Davis this season. We won't. We want to try to win. They're a mess over there. They're an absolute mess over there. So you got the Knicks tonight. We'll start with the Knicks and the return of Jalen Brunson. How do you feel about the ball movement? Because, I mean, obviously when you watch the Knicks now, they pass the rock. They get everybody involved. They find the open guy. They shoot the three. They shoot the corner three. It is not one guy being ball dominant. Anybody can put the ball through the hoop. How do you feel about people saying that they don't need Brunson? If there was a trade for Giannis, they could move Brunson. I think that's a little far-fetched, but I'll take your calls and your thoughts on it. And then last but not least, how do you feel about him coming back so soon? Missing two games, it's been a week, and you're playing against the Dallas Mavericks team that has nobody. Is this the right spot for him, or should he have a little bit more time to rest and recover? And I know there's probably a sentimental feel about going back to the team that drafted you and the team that let you go, so you might want to give him the business a little bit. But the Knicks coming up at 9:30, so we'll start with Jalen Brunson back, the captain, and the New York Knicks. When we come back, we'll start to talk a little bit more about Tyrod Taylor. And, of course, Jackson Dart. Like I said, help is on the way. I had a feeling today as I'm putting together the updates and the notes and the news and reports. I'm like, look at that. Brunson's back. Jackson Dart is back. Tyrod Taylor is back. So at least you have, something to look forward to this Sunday watching the game. You hope that the Jets have somewhat of an NFL offense, and you hope that Jackson Dart continues to develop. My name is Keith McPherson. I am on till 12. Dial 888-808-1019. You guessed it, we're going to talk sports. You're listening to The Fan. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
McPherson on the Fan. Shout out to everybody in the YouTube chat as we try to fill that space. Every night I've been pumping up that the YouTube is growing. Shout out to our digital team, everybody that does a great job behind the scenes with that. We have 92,200K subs. We got to get that to 100 by the end of the month. So if you're not already subscribed, go to YouTube, WFAN, search it. Subscribe. You'll probably see a little screen that says live, and it's the WFAN circle. It's red. You might see the picture of me and C-Max. C-Max coming up next. So it's titled WFAN Overnight. Tyrod Taylor starts. Jackson Dart returns. Jalen Brunson already back. And we've got a few people in the chat already. BB15 says, hey, Keith, love the show. How can we get a heads up when you guys are going live on YouTube? It seems to change from night to night. Thanks. And I said, you know, every time I'm live, I send it live, but you got to just check the station schedule. If the Brooklyn Nets are playing, I'll be on after the Brooklyn Nets postgame show, which those times are a little bit more of a moving target. If it's not then, it's 7 p.m. If it's not then, it's 7 o'clock to 12, and then Big Mac rocks from 12 to 5. So let's get back into it. I was scrolling today, as I always am, and as I'm putting together notes for the show and collecting things, and I saw a new commercial for the New York Knicks and their jerseys and just New York in general. It features Jadakiss. It's a Nike commercial. It features Jadakiss making a phone call. Somebody coming out of like a parking deck. I think it's Josh Hart driving out of a parking deck. I think he's calling Josh Hart. I don't know. It's very New York. They've got a guy in all silver, like a street performer. They've got a fan on the street with some coffee. And when I turn the audio on, because at the end of it, it says New York's got something to say. So I go back and listen to it, and I'm like, oh, I know that voice. Let's play a little bit of the new Nike commercial for the New York Knicks and their new jerseys.
Mike Francesa, New York Sports Talk Radio. All right, let's talk about the Knicks. I really think they have what it takes this season. And the key guy is Josh Hart. But he has to be more consistent. So is he going to be a difference maker or a JAG, just another guy? Whoa! Under control, Josh. You almost hit that guy. Make sure to look both ways, Josh.
I thought it was cool. I don't know. 888-808-1019. So you hear the legendary Mike Francesa's voice, and he comes on, and he doesn't say WFAN. They probably got to pay us for that. He just says New York Sports Talk Radio. And it kind of takes you back in time a little bit. you know, I know Mike on his podcast does talk about the Knicks a little bit, but that was, you know, almost like some time travel in a weird way. Like, wait, like if he was still on the radio in present day time talking about Josh Hart being just another guy. Shout out to Josh Hart, who has, you know, taken his role change in stride. There's an article in the New York Times about how he runs on caffeine and his energy is fueled by the team and fatherhood. He's got two little boys at home, and you know he's a energizer bunny on the floor. He's a guy that can do it all, can get you rebounds, can get you points, and give you minutes, and he's not going to be asked to give you as many minutes as he was last year. So as the calls are coming in, I'm going to tap into the chat. I see a few people going in the chat. And it's familiar people. Josh, my guy Josh in the Bronx. Josh in the Bronx is usually one of the first callers, so we'll go to Josh in the Bronx on YouTube. He says, you know, with the Knicks, Jalen will be on watch by the Knicks. And that made me think, too, how many minutes do you think he plays tonight? Somebody call up with how many minutes Jalen Brunson plays tonight and you'll win a prize. 888-808-1019. He says, just in case they got to have kids gloves with him, you don't want to lose him again for a long period of time, even though it's early in the season. And I think caution is needed, but I also think he's needed. And I think I heard something today. I think it might have been when Phil Simms was on talking about how, you know, the starting quarterback, they want to win, but they don't want the guy doing their job to do too well. I don't think Brunson's worried about that. I don't think Brunson is really worried about, like, okay, the team doing too well without me. I think he's just a hooper, man. He wants to play. He knows how many fans he has. He knows how important he is to the New York Knicks and the city. And he wants to be out there with his boys, with his teammates. So I'm looking forward to watching the game later. Like I said, I got the Rockets and Cleveland on in here right now.
Because it's the first of the ESPN doubleheader. The Knicks are on ESPN tonight.
Okay. And I think I saw, like, when I turned to it, they had, like, a cityscape. They had New York City, so they must have been coming off of some coverage from ESPN and going into this. But I'll bring Rami in right now, who is a Knicks fan. I am not. I am a Nets fan. There's not much for me to report about Michael Porter Jr. and the Nets. It's quiet for us. But how do you feel about the questions that I put out there around Jalen Brunson? Would you trade Brunson? You think this team?
No, this is the guy who came here when no one would come here.
Sure.
And elevated himself and elevated the entire team around him and has carried the team, has been the face of the franchise, the perfect leader, the perfect captain, the perfect face of the city, doesn't say too much, lets his play do the talking. Like, he's everything you'd ever...
Took less money?
He's the Derek Jeter of the Knicks right now.
That's
what he is.
Whoa, see, that's how you get the phones going, because somebody's going to call him and say, did you just say Jalen Brunson is the Derek Jeter of the Knicks? They can't even get a... Well, they got out of second round last year.
It's a different sport. It's a different sport, and if Jeter didn't have the superstars around him, he wouldn't have won those championships either. And I love Derek Jeter, but it's just how it works. This guy has been clutch for them. He's been everything they've ever needed, and I like that the ball is moving more with him in the lineup now in Mike Brown's offense. But the last couple of possessions on Monday night, those are terrible possessions.
Yeah.
ISO for Deuce McBride.
That's where you miss him. Because at the end of the game.
Because if that's Jalen Brunson taking those two shots, you know those shots are going down.
Yeah. We've seen that 100 times. 888-808-1019. I do remember Rick Brunson having Jalen Brunson watch the captain and study up on Derek Jeter to know how to handle New York. Know how to deal with the media pressure and the fans and win it all or you fail. And that's a good guy to model yourself after. And I'm going to go straight to Al in Keyport on the phone because we haven't taken a call yet. It's already 7:30. Al in Keyport, how are you doing?
What's up, Keith? Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I want to call. It's going to be a bummer, but the other night when they lost that game, they looked like Thibodeau was still coaching the Knicks at the end of the game. It was ridiculous what went on there at the end of the game. It was.
No, I know. Anybody. Yeah, it could have been anybody coaching, and they still have some. They are still somewhat Thibodeau's guys and team.
No, but hit the coach, Brown. He didn't have the right player. That last play, they should have been. Mikal Bridges should have been the main guy looking to make the shot because he can shoot a little bit and he can take it to the hole. That shot that Deuce threw up, I know he played good that game. Mm-hmm. He had 25. But that shot he threw up at the end of the game, it was poor. They didn't have no play at all to set play or anything. And that's what Thibodeau, they looked like a bunch of people running around, didn't know what they were doing. It was terrible. And Towns got to learn to play down in the post. He don't have to be begging for the ball 23 feet from the basket. Yeah, he made that 1 3-pointer, but he was 0 for 6 before that. It's just terrible what goes on. They're terrible at the end of the game. It was bad. I played my whole life. It was ridiculous. That shot he threw up, that lefty floater, trying to bank it or whatever the hell he was trying to do. It was just crazy. And the guy still, the one thing too, guys taking the baseline on them. When the guy's in the corner, you put your foot on the out-of-bounds line so you know he can only go left or right, whatever, what side of the court you're on.
Yeah.
They leave the guy, they let him take the baseline, and they come in and they slam it on him. It's ridiculous, though. That's like a fundamental basketball. When you put, you force him to the middle where there's more players to help you. It was terrible how they lost that game the other night. That's all I got to say. I said enough, but that's all I said.
Thanks for the call, Al. 9:30 can't come soon enough. 2 hours away from tip-off.
But I agree. That's the kind of thing that when they had Tibbs, what's better with Tibbs is they would find ways to grind out games when their shots weren't falling. This year, if they shoot under 38% from three, which is a high bar,
yeah,
they're not winning games. They haven't won a game when they don't shoot a tremendous number from three. And
relying
I know
on the three, they're shooting a lot of threes.
I get it, but you still want to see the team play defense and hustle and have that grit that made Knicks fans fall in love with that team. That's what they had under Tibbs. They found ways to win games. Now, I agree with if Brunson's putting up those shots, we like it better. But Mike Brown's supposed to be a guy who gets everyone good looks. That's the point of the Mike Brown offense. If at the end of the game, when you need 2 points, he can't get anyone a good look, that's the best look, then what's the point of having this coach here? Like, Mikal Bridges had a great game. I think he was like 9 for 14 in the game. Very efficient night. Didn't shoot the ball once in the fourth quarter. How's that possible? How's that the same as it was in past years when he's sitting in the corner last year under, you know, Tom Thibodeau's offense?
If you're watching on YouTube,
wave your hands.
Don't panic.
I could come in there and turn it on.
This is always funny for some reason. I think it's something to do maybe with SNY. Rami's about to come in here and help me out. I don't know. Do I glow in the dark? The lights cut out in here. And it's not motion censored, so there we go. I lost my train of thought. Oh, going back to that game, I was online tweeting, this is the Deuce McBride game, right? I thought that he would have to hit the winning shot. I thought he'd have the ball in his hand. He had the coast-to-coast dunk. He came out early shooting well, scoring the rock. I get you guys' frustrations with Karl Anthony Towns. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. He wants to shoot the three. You rather see him in the paint sometimes using his body. Like, he can do it, but it's like he forgets to do it other times. And I think Mike Brown forgot what to do at the end of that game. And it's tough because you got this like NBA Cup. You're facing the same team back to back. Your floor, their floor, you know, the familiarity with them. You had that game potentially and you lose that game like that. It's frustrating, but it's a long way to go. And the coach is learning too. All of these are data points. All of these are things that they're going to apply. But then going back to it, right? That's the first game without OG, without Brunson. You know, these guys are figuring that out on the fly in the most tense part of the game, on the road. And you might win some, but you just lost one. So Brunson being back, Brunson is going to be the captain and take charge in those late moments and know what to do with the ball, whether he's taking the shot for himself or he's giving it up or just making sure that they're efficient and effective. Scott is in Bayonne with us next. What's up, Scott?
What's up, guys? How you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
So I was just thinking about Brunson, and listen, man, I love him. But the way I think about Brunson is the two things he brings are, A, he elevated his game once he got here, and B, think about Bridges and Hart. Are they the same without Brunson, right? And the way I think of him, if I do a comparison, is I think of Brunson as Plexico Burris when he came from Pittsburgh to the Giants, right? Plexico Burris wasn't Randy Moss. He wasn't Terrell Owens at the time. He was someone who was on the uprise, and he came to the Giants. He elevated his game, and he helped them win a championship. He doesn't have to be the guy, but he's one of the top three guys that are going to make it happen. So that's my thoughts on Brunson. I'll hang up and let you guys talk about it. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Scott. I know Dante DiVincenzo is no longer here, but there was a while where, the Villanova Knicks, like, that was the whole talking point, getting those guys together. And when you do think about Josh Hart and Mikal Bridges, along with Jalen Brunson and how they complement each other and their history together, how long they've known each other, played together, they know where each other are on the floor, and that's part of their chemistry. It's just like a different level of chemistry that you can even kind of even think of in the NBA, because these guys played in college, won in college, and are able to connect on a high level on a good team in the league here. Josh, from the Bronx, from the chat, to the phone line, here he is.
You're awesome, baby. Anyway, what a year a difference can make between Thibodeau's coaching and what Brown can do for this team, going to a bench and lengthening it and playing it and everything, and maybe getting Jalen that rest that I was chatting about earlier. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to make that point. Thank you, Keith.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Josh. There's just no way that Mike Brown won't be compared to Tom Thibodeau. He also won't be criticized and talked about the same way, because it's still not even year one, month one. And, there was a lot of talk about, hey, these injuries, right, with OG and with Jalen Brunson, could you imagine if this was Tibbs? Could you imagine if this was Tibbs' team? Could you imagine if... No. We don't have to imagine. We know that if this was still Tom Thibodeau coaching these guys, he would be blamed, because Brunson got hurt in the last 2 minutes of the game. And OG, I remember when OG went down last week, I'm like, this is not his first hamstring issue. This is not the first time he's pulled the hammy. And like, we got to stop trying to blame coaches and be minute police. They're playing basketball. You're going to tweak an ankle. I think we all have. If you've played enough basketball, it happens. You're going to step on somebody's foot. Your foot's going to slip on the court. And then a hamstring could be from being tired, from being, dehydrated, from being not as well loose and stretched. And I don't know. These are little things. But see, this is the Knick fandom, right? Knick fans are so obsessed with this team, and that's good, because they are a good team. They do have potential. They do have high expectations. You expect them to be a championship caliber team. You're expecting them to be the Thunder from game one. You're expecting them under a new coach with some new players and all the talent that they have to just already be a finished product. It's a long road, and I think so far, very good. 888-808-1019. Just kind of taking these Knicks calls to start, because we're, coming up on the Knicks playing at 9:30 out in Dallas, Texas, seeking their 7th win in 9 games. And Brunson is coming back against a beat-up Mavs team, so you expect the Knicks to go out there and spar with these guys and have a pretty easy exhibition. Down in West Palm, Brian, back on the fan. How are you, Brian?
How you doing? I went to the Knicks game Monday night.
Yeah.
And you could see they missed Brunson. They totally missed Brunson.
Yeah.
No, 2 points. Excuse me. Towns should have been in the key the whole game, because my friend was sitting next to me. I said they should low post it, because Miami has nobody to guard there. I don't know why the coach Brown didn't use Towns more in the key, like jumpers, 5, 6, 7 foot. Number two, the Knicks could have won the game if they played defense, because Miami was taking all 3-pointers. And I said to my friend, Miami's not putting the ball underneath the basket. They're just sitting on the 3-point, the 3-point ring. And the Knicks should be just playing defense with 3-pointers, because they were shooting 9 out of 10 with 3-pointers in the game. So I don't understand why Brown didn't say, listen, just play them on the arc. You know what I'm saying? And Towns had easy shots. There's nobody on Miami's team to defend against him. I don't understand why.
Sometimes he forgets who he is. Sometimes he forgets what he can do. And I definitely feel like they miss Brunson. They forgot what to do without Brunson, and that's a huge hole on the team. And that's another reason why he's coming back tonight. Thanks for the call, Brian. 888-808-1019. Another storyline with the New York Knicks is that they haven't won on the road yet. So do they find a way to cough up this game? I don't think so. So maybe that's also why Brunson's like, oh, I'm playing tonight. We got to get our first win on the road. Enough of this. I did see, shout to Mike Biseglia, and then Evan quote tweeted his tweet to Net fans that were able to peacock about something. Oh, the Nets have more road wins. I think the Nets have only won on the road. that's the early part of this NBA season. It does not matter at all. And one has nothing to do with the other.
They had a one-point lead on the Celtics with 9 minutes to go in the game.
Oh, my God.
Lost by 20 somehow.
I'm just like, it was funny. I was getting dressed to come here, and I had on my blue Nets hoodie, and I took it off, and my wife's like, you're changing? I'm like, yeah, because they F that game up. You can't even rep the Nets. You can't even be proud of them. I'm thinking they're going to beat the hated Boston Celtics in Brooklyn, and I could come here and be a little happy about something. Nope. Then they end up losing by like 14.
I think they scored 12 total points in the fourth quarter. I had the over in the game. I'm like, come on, guys.
See, I don't bet on them. I've been betting on the Knicks.
I only bet on them on the nights that I work the games because I need to have a rooting
you need something,
interest.
Yeah, something to do to keep you locked in. Understood. Rami behind the glass. What else was I going to say? Okay, Cooper Flagg is out with an illness. And then something I was thinking about Miami, and I always think this about Miami, the heat culture, right, and going down there to Miami. And, you know, everybody has said it for years about going to Miami and playing those games in Miami, all the distractions down there, and how the Heat have this, you know, distinct advantage because they're there all the time. And, you know, Pat Riley instills this culture of them locking in and grinding and all this other stuff. And I don't really think that came into play. It was a close game, and it was an eye for an eye. You lost to the Heat. They lost to you. When you play a team right back after that, they got their lick back. It is what it is. Now you get your captain back, and you're looking to get that first win on the road. Mike is in Morristown with us next on The Fan. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Keith. Long-time listener. Love listening to the podcast. I'm a big Yankees fan as well, but I want to talk about the Knicks and their away problems.
Mm-hmm.
I know they haven't gotten the win away yet. Is that more of an issue than the injuries?
No, I just think it's a technicality. It's just like I just was saying with the Nets winning two road games, and they're not going to win many games at all. And also, it gives props to their home court advantage in the Mecca and MSG and how comfortable they are there and like how different it is when they're playing in the Garden.
But is that going to be the issue in the playoffs, though, if they're not able to win?
Nah, we're so far away. We're so far.
I know.
We're talking about April, May, and June. In November, it's so far. We got to go through Thanksgiving, Christmas, then the NBA is supposed to start. I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Couple to make you feel comfortable.
I think it starts tonight. I think they get that first road win tonight in a building that obviously Jalen Brunson is familiar with. They're all familiar with it. They've all played there.
Absolutely. Do you think they blow them out tonight?
Maybe. Maybe. I think the spread was 6. I think I saw the spread was 5.5, 6.
I think it went up to about like 8.5 when I just looked before.
Yeah, Cooper Flagg is sick. And, you know, there's some issues going on out there. I'm not betting the game. I'll have to take a look at it as we get closer to time. They should blow them out because they're able to score, 130 points. I know they didn't in that last game against the Heat. They're able to score it. They're able to run it up. And, I mean, they had this 7-game homestand where they put up like 130 a night.
Now, what's the issue with them and the Heat? They just never match up well with them?
No, I mean, they did the other night when OG went down and Landry Shamet had the game of his life. It's, I don't know. It's just one game. And it's in this NBA Cup, the way they schedule the schedule, where you play the team in your building, then play them. I don't really like that, but it is what it is with the Cup play. And, some of that factors into the scoring as well.
Yeah, I think the NBA Cup, I don't think it's not a huge fan of it, personally.
It doesn't do anything. I don't think it's doing what they thought it was going to do.
It's not like hockey.
No, not at all. It's not, and it's also not like soccer. Thanks for the call, Mike. I thought that the NBA Cup was supposed to like incentivize players to play early in the season, not load manage. There's a ton of hurt players. There's a ton of players sitting out. So that isn't working. Also, with the colorful courts, it was aimed at getting people to like stop scrolling through the channels and say, "Oh, what's this? Oh, I'm gonna watch this game." The other night, I didn't even know they were in the Garden. And that's another thing. The other night, they were on Amazon Prime. I took a nap. I woke up. I didn't get to the Knicks game until the end of the first quarter. I'm like, I couldn't find, like, where? oh, it's on Prime now. I'm like, I forgot that Prime even had the games. You know, later we'll talk about Major League Baseball and their new TV deals. We'll also talk about Vegas, as I was talking about the Heat culture in Miami and what goes on when teams go to Miami. Some news came out of the Dallas Cowboys visiting Vegas, and I already have calls for Trent Grisham, and we definitely got to unpack Tyrod Taylor and Jackson Dart. It's a long night. We'll get through it. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Stay with us. I'm coming right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's a little bit after 7:45. We're getting close to the 8 o'clock break and update. I've said enough. Let's go to the phone. I know what you guys want to talk about, man. I'm trying to do everything else. I did it last night. I did a live yesterday. I did the show last night. I've been going back and forth with y'all on Twitter. I get it. You guys are mad about Trent Grisham. I get it. Mike is in the Bronx on the Fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, KO. I like your introduction there, but I just first want to tell you that I'm around the New York City area. You sure get us through a lot of nights, just no different from mine, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
The thing about Trent Grisham is I do understand the objections, but I want to flip this out of the coin. And that is that the Yankees have a lot of cornerstone pieces who literally are cornerstones in that they're all corner players. Like, you know, Judge is not great in the middle. And you know, Bellinger is always good in center field. And, you know, Stan, they have a lot of good power guys, corner guys. And when you have a team like that, you're going to need good players, not stars, who are the opposite. And Trent Grisham is that. He's the opposite of their stars. You have to have supporting players.
You got to be strong up the middle. That's an old baseball saying. You got to be strong up the middle. Catcher, pitcher, center fielder, shortstop, count that too.
Yeah, and that's all true. And especially if your stars are not that. You know, they don't have any stars who could play in the top of their order. He's literally fills in a hole, and that's so important in baseball. And I think a lot of people are commenting, you know, he's not worth that, but maybe for the Yankees they are, just because of the team they have. You know, they can't get worse defensively. If they do, it's a disaster. He's their best defender, or one of their best defenders for sure. And he's a leadoff hitter where they barely have any. He's just worth the Yankees more than the other team. That's my opinion of this.
I agree with the last thing you said. I don't agree with the things you said prior. He's worth more to the Yankees than other teams. Hell yeah, he is. Left-handed bat in Yankee Stadium, has patrolled center field in Yankee Stadium, and people have been leaving this out. I think he's more of a clubhouse glue guy than we realize. If you go back to last year and some of the content that the Yankee social team put out, they did a whole thing where they asked everybody, you know, one word about Trent Grisham. And they're like, poised, calm, nonchalant, laid back. Like, they like that style. They like that about him in a place where it's really hard to be that. There's a ton of pressure here in New York with the New York Yankees. So to have a guy that they call the Big Sleep that does answer the bell in the regular season, we know he had a dud of a postseason, but maybe this year he doesn't. This upcoming year, maybe he doesn't. I root for the laundry. I'm over it, bro. I'm over fighting about it. I'm over dissecting all of it. I get it. You know what? Like, I wouldn't have done it, but I am not the GM of the New York Yankees. And I feel like Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner have to have a plan. When you talk about dominoes falling, this is the first domino to fall. I said last night, I think it was probably 60 to 40. 60% they wanted the draft pick and wanted him to go test the market and they get, you know, compensation. 40% they wanted him to come back. That's not a way to play it. It's a little bit of a risk. It's a huge risk, because what if he doesn't duplicate his production? I feel like there's no shot he duplicates that production. I talked about it last night, it being the outlier and them being so heavy on analytics. If you're so heavy to numbers and analytics, and Clint Frazier told us that they believe every player is a set of numbers, they don't believe in clutch, they don't believe in hot, then don't you believe that Trent Grisham is more like the back of the baseball card from 2021, 22, 23, 24? I don't know. And there's even some of you that want to blame Judge. Judge is always catching strays. GM Judge. Oh, this is Judge wanted him back. If Judge wanted him back like that, then they could have not sent him the qualifying offer, and they could have signed him in free agency. Before I take another call on it, and before we get to the break, do we have enough time to take another call here, Rami? I will say this. $22 million for 1 year should not stop the New York Yankees from doing anything. Moose is in Jamaica on the fan next. Welcome back, Moose.
Then I'll make this quick. I really don't think Bellinger is necessarily
I don't know. Just slow your roll, because if you're going to say that we don't necessarily need him or he's not coming back, I saw some of those takes too.
I don't know if they're necessarily going to swim in the waters.
He's the best player next to Judge. Next to Judge on this team, if you're running it back with Trent Grisham, the second best player on the team was Bellinger. That's supposed to be Judge's, you know, Robin the Batman or Superman. Like, no, you need Cody Bellinger.
I'll leave you with this. What did I tell you during the Juan Soto sweepstakes? The Yankees,
that he was going to the highest bidder. That he was going to take the money.
Exactly. So,
that he's only loyal to the dollar bill.
Listen, money talks. You know what walks.
Okay, so coming off of what I just said about that $22 million, the Yankees shouldn't be outbid for Cody Bellinger. And I'll be damned if they're outbid by Steve Cohen and the Mets back-to-back years for a left-handed hitting outfielder that they need next to their superstar MVP back-to-back years, Aaron Judge. Like, that would, like, we'll never live that down. That would be a talking point on WFAN till the end of time if back-to-back years Steve Cohen takes away players that they traded for to help Judge. No way. No way. I'm not even talking about it. It's not happening.
It's cut and dry, Keith. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Moose. See, this is why I was trying to do Brunson and the Knicks. I was trying to talk about Josh Hart. I played a little bit of commercial. We even talked about Cooper Flagg. Like, I already know where we're headed, man. I already know where we're headed. 888-808-1019. We still do need to talk about Jackson Dart and Tyrod Taylor. I'm putting everything in front of Trent Grisham. I joked about help being on the way and guys coming back and the return of guys. And the first name I said was Trent Grisham. I shouldn't even have said Grisham at all. You're a mean one, Mr. Grish. You guys are acting like the Grish stole Christmas. Keith McPherson on the fan. It's 8 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. We got 4 more hours to go. BRB.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.